Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I've got the lovely but rather hot-looking Tracy with me. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Hello. And what's your role here at the Donkey Sanctuary?
I am the Visitor Services Manager.
Oh, that sounds very important.
It does sound important. I am important. I'm the Visitor Service Manager, so I get involved with anything on site that involves visitors. So it's been my job today to arrange this event, the day at the races. So I do all the events, do all the educational packages, and do get involved with the therapy work that we do as well. So yeah, quite busy.
Yeah, so you've been very busy setting this up. In my small way, I organise events, and I know what it's like. People turn up on a beautiful day like today and just don't realise the organisation that goes into it, do they?
Yeah, this has probably been 6 months in the planning to get today done and dusted. So yeah, it's been a good day there.
I said earlier on to one of your colleagues, can I have the telephone number of the person you arranged for this weather? Because then I could use the same phone number and we could have nice weather all winter.
Yeah, no, we've been lucky today with the weather. It's been a lovely hot sunny day, so it's been great.
And he's obviously really happy with the attendance. It's been a great
day. Yeah, I did worry slightly that the weather may go against us because people want to go to the beach, but we've had
some people. You mean to say the weather was too good?
No, it's been a really good day. Lots and lots of people here, lots of smiley faces as well.
That's
which is really
about,
important.
It? Makes all the hard work worthwhile when you're earning a bit of money for your organisation and you see lots of happy faces.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of children had fun, had donkey grooming on, Shetland slalom. So everyone's just had a really good day. It's been good.
And I heard you mentioned just earlier on there therapy. What can you explain a bit of what that's about?
We take our donkeys into old people's homes, people that have had strokes, do a lot of work with people that have had that are suffering from Alzheimer's. So we physically take our donkeys into the old people's homes, and it is so rewarding to see these people and just see the faces light up and the memories that start telling us the memories about when donkeys used to be on the beaches and donkey derbies. So it's just a really, really lovely, rewarding part of the job.
Oh, yeah. So you actually physically take them into the lounge or the common room or whatever?
Yeah, we try and encourage as many people as we can to stroke the donkeys as well. That's particularly good for the people that have had strokes. It's a little bit of therapy, and they get hands-on and touch the donkeys, and then the donkeys generally get a little reward with a carrot at the end of it, so everybody's happy.
Oh, right, that's great, because myself and Shania a lot more so were involved in putting on Ventnor Carnival, and Jim Bob, one of your donkeys, was supposed to come, but of course he got rained out. How's Jim Bob today? Have you seen him?
Jim Bob's fine, he's probably braying frantically because it's his tea time at the moment, but yeah, he's one of our popular donkeys, being from Carisbrook Castle as well, so he's a bit of a local celebrity.
All right, I might have to go and put a bit of money on him, see if he's the first one back to his what do donkeys go in, stables or so? Stables?
Back to the barns.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll let you get on then. I'm sure you're very busy, but congratulations on a very good event, and thanks for having us.
That's no problem. Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.